afternoon, gamblers. It's a beautiful Friday, April 19th. Good Friday to you. Good Friday to us. Good Friday to Jesus.
Jesus.
Loves you. This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates that are also, in fact, maybe possibly sharps. The winning continues. 7-3 last night.
How about that?
Hey.
Just, I mean.
Not bad.
I don't remember the last time we've had a losing night. And by we, I mean Todd McComas, Tony Aguilio, the bro man himself, Jeff Gorman.
Hey, don't mind the bandages, guys, because as a team, we did pretty good last night at 7-3. But individually, this guy got, you know, I got mule kicked a couple times right in the choppers.
Okay, we'll talk about that on the right side, a segment we do every single day that recaps the night before.
Hurting
him. Boston Connor is sometimes here. He just chose not to be here today.
How about that?
He just, yep. That's
Day after his birthday. I don't know. He's got a birthday hangover. I mean, what the fuck's going on?
He's a kid, so that's what happens. Bailey's here every day. Appreciate you back there, Bailey. As I said last night, the right side.
Go.
You want to get into the right side?
Let's do it.
All right. Before we do the right side, I have a little stat for you here. Just a little, you know, starting off today with a...
I love Tony Stats.
With a fun little stat.
Tony Stats is my guy.
This comes from @SpreadInvestor on Twitter. Road favorites of 7.5 or more in the NBA playoffs are on a 17-1 against the spread run since 2013.
Nice.
After Golden State won and cashed last night. So Golden State or so favorites, if the favorite is on the road and they are favored by more than 7.5, they are in a 17-1 run on NBA playoffs.
That's what Tony Stats brings us.
That's what Tony Stats brings us. Now let's get to the right side. Let's go through it. Personally, how did you boys do?
Personally, I went 3-0 on NBA and 2-1 on MLB.
That boy,
I was feeling pretty good. The only game I dropped was that Milwaukee game against the Dodgers.
Yep.
I felt like I was on the right side. Milwaukee, obviously a much better team. They were hot. They just, you know, you're going to have those games.
Personally, I went 4-2 with my two losses being the Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals, so I blame fucking Marotta.
There you go.
Yeah. That's my fucking blaming there. What about you? Had a rough night, Gorms?
A little bit of a rough night. I had the Winnipeg Jets up 2-0.
Yeah, that's tough.
They got the...
I'd say you're on the right side there, though.
Yeah, I would too. Boy, oh boy. 15 seconds left and a goal scored. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
In the NBA, I took the Nets plus the 3. I thought we were looking good early.
How did you feel? Did you feel even better when Joel Embiid
announced felt great.
Out?
I felt incredible.
I tell you what, for the rest of this series, just look at what happened with him not in the game. We talked about a little bit how much more talented they are. I mean, this is the time of year it shows.
Well,
that's what separates teams.
When Simmons goes for 30, yeah. Redick goes for 26, and then Harris goes for 29.
On fire.
Like, the Sixers aren't going to lose when that happens. Jimmy Butler at 16. Yeah,
Big 16. He had a couple of threes, daggers in the fourth quarter. It was like, come on, dude.
So, yeah, that was the Sixers, Sixers-Nets games last night, which all we had on that for the cup of coffee a day parlay was the over 227 from your boy Tony D. That was an easy cover. Also, from me, we had the under first five, Cincy and San Diego, under 4. The game didn't get the 4. Cincy plus 153 from old Toddy boy.
Todd.
Yeah, got first road win. Let's go, Reds.
Seattle plus 109. They were up 10-3, blew that lead, and then won 11-10 in the last. As we said, the Vegas Golden Knights.
Hey, didn't the guy on the social media kind of rag bro bets a little bit or something
about
getting
Seattle?
Off Seattle? Yeah.
Yeah, he said, hey, get off Seattle because every time you take them, they lose.
They won, you putz.
Which they won.
What are you talking about?
And we've also won plenty of times with Seattle.
Thank you.
More than we've lost, I'll tell you that much.
The Spurs won because Derek White had fucking 36 points.
D. White. How about that?
Wasn't recruited out of high school. Played, D2 or D3 fucking college basketball.
D. White,
gets drafted
yeah.
in the first round. Here he is scoring 36 points.
It's a good handle for him. D2, D3, D. White.
I like that a lot. St. Louis. Gorms talked about it. We had him in ours on our side with the late victory.
Come on, Jets.
We lost Milwaukee against the Dodgers 3-1. We lost the Caps, and then we won our first bet of the day, the over 8 in Toronto and Minnesota. They went to 11. So those were our picks for yesterday. Let's get into NBA today. As I said yesterday, 76ers went off. Spurs had Derek White. And then Golden State, decided that they were Golden State again, and KD could shoot over top of anyone, and he went off for 38, which leads us into tonight. Tonight we have, let me get to the NBA schedule here.
A little three-game slate.
First game of the night, we are looking at Toronto Raptors at the Orlando Magic. The spread is 5.5. The Magic are home dogs. Do you guys like anything in this situation?
I like Orlando.
Okay.
With the points. Okay. Orlando's 4-2 against the spread against Toronto. Mm-hmm. They cover 55.1% against the spread after a day off. Toronto only covers 40.8%.
Oh, fucking steady.
They cover 58.8% of games where they are the home underdog. Toronto only covers 40% of games as the road favorite. Orlando fans will be crazy tonight. That place will be raucous. Mm-hmm. And the Magic will, in return, throttle the fucking Toronto.
Getting points, win the game, Todd.
Do what?
Getting points and Raptors. Win the game. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think they win the game.
Nice.
Let alone, you know, hey, if for some reason Toronto does squeak this out, go it's going to be barely. Gotcha. Barely. It's going to be a tight game. I think this is probably my favorite bet.
I mean, it's basically all depends on how Kyle Lowry and Jesus Christ, what's
DeMar?
His name? DeMar. Yeah. No, not DeMar.
What are you talking on? What side are you talking on?
Toronto.
Come on, Kawhi.
Kawhi and Kawhi Leonard fucking play. You know, my brain doesn't always work very good. So game one, Kyle Lowry had zero points.
I
game two,
call them the Blue Jays. That's how my brain works.
Game two, he had a bunch of points, and also fucking Kawhi had a great game. So I mean, basically, how those two play. Mm-hmm. I don't have a pick for this game. Do you have one, Gorms?
I'm just a lean, so no, I don't have a pick.
What's your lean?
My lean's Toronto, so okay. I'm going to shut up on it. Hey, Statmaster over there came up with some valid points.
I had a lean for some reason. So Orlando scores more at home, but they also play worse defense at home for some reason. And then Toronto also plays worse defense away, but they score less away. I had a slight lean to the over 210 maybe, but I was too – I didn't like it enough to take it, but maybe mm-hmm. a slight lean to the over there. Second game of the night, a series of two quarters so far, you'd say, Todd, between the Celtics and Pacers. Pacers are -2.5 favorites at home against the Celtics. Pacers are down 2-0. They've had two bad quarters. What say you, Todd?
That line's dropping a little bit. I got Boston at 3. Here's my advice for this game, all right? This is a solid cover for me. If you bump that up to Boston +4.
Okay.
No way you lose this bet. Okay. Because this is a coin flip in this game. All right. So either Boston is going to win by 10 or 11, or it's going to be a very tight game. If that happens, the Pacers are going to win, but by 2 or 3. Okay. There's no way at Boston +4 you lose this game. That's how I feel about it. Another decent bet, I think, is the under on the Pacers at 103.5.
Huh.
They've only scored over 99 points once in their last 5 games. I think that's also a very strong bet.
I like that bet a lot, Todd. Maybe we...
Because if the Pacers win this game, probably neither team's reaching 100 points.
Maybe we throw that one in there.
I like it.
What do you think about that, Todd?
I mean,
Gorms.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I do.
Pacers by 12 to 15 tonight. Wow. I'm taking them to cover. I'm throwing the points. The Celts, we know who you are. You're not going to get there in the long run. This is a tough place to play. It's a Friday night in Indianapolis down at the barn. I like the Pacers here by 10 to 12.
By 10 to 12.
Tough place to play, but I'll tell you this. The Pacers have lost their confidence.
Yeah.
Somewhere 3 weeks ago, they lost.
Yeah, but
Todd will
get you a big old bowl of home stew, baby. Look, you start slopping up the stew at home.
I'm gonna give me a big old bowl of home fucking money.
All right, so I don't have an opinion on this game. I didn't like it either way. Todd likes the Celtics +3. If you could get it to 3.5 somehow, Gorms likes the
-3. Tony.
Yep, Gorms likes the Pacers.
Yeah, but more importantly, I think it's a very safe bet to take the Pacers under at 103.5.
Okay,
I mean, chances of them getting more points than that in this game. I mean, they are not scoring. They are not scoring. When they are beating people, they are shutting teams down. So you know this game. If the Pacers win this game, it's going to be like 96-93 or something.
You like that, Gorms? Or what do you think about that one? Huh?
Oh, I hate it with a passion against everything that I like. But here's what I'm willing to do.
So you think the Pacers for like the 7th time this year are going to score more than 103 points at home?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm with. I'll go with this on this because I like the Pacers and I like them to cover the 2.5 to 3. I'll do under overs and be all in on you guys. Whatever you like on that, I'm in. But I'm telling you, this Pacers wins this game handedly tonight.
Well, here's the thing: the site that I'm on doesn't have the team total, so. It's just going to stay
out. Todd, I'm sorry. And you know I love rolling with you, bro. Mm-hmm. You know
all
right. That.
That's all right. I was 3-0 last night. It's no problem.
And I know I was like 1-4.
Let's go to the third game of the night. I have a strong opinion on this one, and it's the Trailblazers plus the 7.5 plus the 8. I mean, they've won the first two games.
They have, yeah.
And Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum have looked great. Russ Wilson. Oh, Jesus
Russ
Christ.
Russ Wilson.
I got that asshole. I got that asshole in my fucking head from talking about him too much this week. Russ Westbrook has not been shooting well at all.
No,
Paul George dinged up.
He's 6 of 22 behind the arc in this series. Like his shoulder is fucked.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care what he says.
It's the thing about this that scares me is that it's too big of a number. It's too good of a number. Maybe somebody knows something, but I'm going to take the Trailblazers plus a 7.5 or 8. You guys?
I'm taking Portland, plus 7.5. Okay. No problem with that at all. Oklahoma City's dropping this series.
I'm going to get out of here right now because we're all on different pages here because I love OKC tonight. Covering the 7.5 against Portland. He is going back home. I'm taking the two dogs. What I'm doing on a personal note is I'm parlaying these two. I'm taking two dogs, throwing the points on both. So, again, I'll tell my friends Tony and Todd, whatever you guys want to do, if you want to go in over
faves,
on that, I mean, I'm open. You know, I want to win money. I want to win a cup of coffee parlay. But I'm just telling you, my home cooking tonight in the NBA, that's what I'm rolling with.
What? Mm-hmm. What are you rolling with, though?
I'm rolling with or OKC plus. Throwing the 7.5 at home. I'm throwing with the Pacers minus the 2.5 at
home. All right,
home.
So you're doing – if you want to take Gorms, you'll take his little parlay, Pacers and Thunder, okay? Just know that Todd and I are on the Blazers. Todd is on the Celtics. And if I'm leaning somewhere, I'm going Celtics.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it's just us versus fucking Gorms
tonight. This is a democracy, and I'm all for it. Wherever we vote on and it comes out, whatever it is, I roll with
and
it.
And we've given all the information so people can decide for straight up bets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's very big of you, Jeffrey. Yeah. I just want to say that's big of you.
I'm telling you, I'm here for you guys. I'm here to win money for everybody.
And since you're being such a big and reasonable human, unlike the person who's not on the podcast today, you want to lead us off for a little MLB? You want to head to the diamond?
I don't. No, I've got no place on
for the diamond.
Another fucking rainout. Is another rainout for you now?
Yeah, and we're going to make this up sometime down the road, probably around the July 4th with the doubleheader. So, guys, okay. MLB is all yours tonight, but I will chirp about the NHL in a minute.
Okay. So before we go to NHL, before we go to you, before we go to Nikki Skates, Todd and I have some MLB picks. Do you?
I have two.
All right, I'm going to lead off.
Okay.
I'm going Giants and Buccos under 7.5. They are the 23rd and 28th teams in the league in runs per game. What was I going to say? My fucking brain
today.
What's the
pitching look like?
My brain today.
You got big ERAs?
No. So what I'm looking at, there it is.
Tight.
So Jordan Lyles, who's going for the Pirates, has a good RA. And then Madison Bumgarner's on the bump for the Giants. Yeah. The Pirates are horrible, horrible against aces. I've watched this team for years and years and years. Anytime an ace is on the mound, they're terrible. So I am going under the 7.5 in teams that don't score well.
I like it, too.
Along the same lines, I'm going under again. Same game we went under in last night. Reds, Padres, under 8.
Love it!
They are 25th and 26th in runs per games. Now, in this matchup, it's a little bit of a different story because the pitching isn't as good. Anthony DeSclafani and Matt Strom ERAs is not as good as the ERAs in the Pirates and Giants games, but these teams can't hit. So I'm going to go under the 8 in the Reds and Padres. What do you got, Todd?
Yeah, no, I agree. More importantly, like in the Reds instance, they're not stringing hits together.
Correct.
All at the right time. I mean, it's horrible. So I like the Twins, money line on the road in Baltimore. The Twins are starting Jose Berrios, who is 2-0 at Camden Yard with a 1.76 ERA. And conversely, the Orioles are starting Alex Cobb, who is 3-8 at home with a 4.73 ERA.
Okay.
So, we're taking the Twins there. I feel really good about that one. And also the Astros money line. It's probably no surprise on the road against the Rangers, Justin Verlander on the mound, was 12-2 on the road last season with a 2.14 ERA. He's 2-0 this year with a 3.52 ERA. I think this is a no-brainer as well.
I like that as well. All right, let's go to the ice. Let's go to Nikki Skates. How'd you do last night? We heard from Gorms earlier. How'd you do on the ice?
1-2.
Okay.
St. Louis, continue the road trend of that series of every road team winning. So.
Oh, yeah, and then Vegas and fucking Capitals let us down.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
we thought that could happen with the Capitals, though. We mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying I think that fight was the worst thing Ovechkin could have done because it gave the Capitals life and something to, or gave the Hurricanes life and something to rally around.
How do you feel about Captain America, Captain Shootout going down?
I mean, he plays the game on the edge, too, so it's not surprising to see something happen to him. You hate to see anyone get hurt, but that's a tough blow to Washington because that's a real heart and soul guy.
Vegas surprised me. Surprised the fuck out. I thought they were going to close it out last night.
Same here.
Yeah, but again, like we said, the Shark Tank, very hard place to play.
Listen,
so
it's tough to play when they come out of Shark Tank. It's tough to play.
They start biting. They start biting, Tony.
All right, what do we got tonight, boys?
Tonight, I'm taking the Bruins at home. I like what they've been doing, and also Drake was wearing the Leafs jersey.
Oh,
at the Leafs
no.
Games.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, fucked. Yeah, they're fucked.
The Drake curse storms.
Did not know that.
Keeps rolling.
Yeah, the worst course in hockey. Curse, well, and by curse in hockey, I mean curse in sports.
There you go.
All right, so you're going Boston. Gorms, you have an opinion on that game?
You think? I mean,
you're
I'm
going
riding,
Toronto again?
I'm riding Toronto, and everything that I just heard as far as Drake goes. Boston a little bit banged up right now. Matthews getting back on the scoring trail. I'm taking Toronto and Mikey Babcock. But my hockey news of the day is congratulations, Red Wings fans. At 3 p.m. today, Steve Yzerman named the general manager of your Detroit Red Wings.
Do you want to say it, Nick?
No, I mean, it's a big
deal. Congratulations on his regular season wins.
Yeah, I mean, he's never won anything, but congrats.
Hey, we got our guy.
You'll be competitive again in like 4 years.
We got our guy. Quit pissing on my parade.
All right, second and final game of the night, Avalanche Flames, which – what do you guys disagree on?
I can't
on here?
Wait to hear Nick's on this because I was flipping and flopping on this rascal for the whole morning.
What'd you take? What are you going with?
I'm going.
Say it.
I'm going with Calgary, and I don't like it. But my money is on Calgary tonight, but I don't like it. They are at home tonight. Colorado is hot. Everything clicking for them. The off-the-ice stories are all in their favor as well. And, yeah, it's a scary one, but I am riding the
sharp money's on Calgary. Everything logical says take Calgary.
Right.
They were the best team in the West in the regular season. They're at home. The only question going into the playoffs was their goaltending. Mike Smith has been outstanding. The problem is they can't score all of a sudden.
Right.
And there's something funny going on with Colorado. That overtime game the other night where Grubauer makes a save, he just lifts his leg just an inch off the ice after a second delay and robs this guy wide open in front. There's just something going on in Colorado. So I'm going to take Colorado tonight. It may not be the smart play, but there's good value there. I'm taking Colorado.
The under has hit 3 out of 4 games in this series.
What do you guys think
six
about
goals.
That?
What do you, how do you
what
feel
I
about
say.
It?
We're a democracy, like you said. He was hotter than I was yesterday in the NHL, so we'll ride with the guy who's hot. If you want to go with Boston, Colorado on the cup of coffee parlay a day, you won't hear me chirping.
What do you think, Nick? Do you want one of them? You want two of them?
I would only take one of them, and I would take Boston.
I'm okay with that as well, just strictly because of Drake.
Or unless you want to play it safe, like Calgary is the logical pick. That's where the sharp money is.
Mm-hmm.
They're heavy favorites.
Yeah, better team, heavy favorites.
I don't know, man. They've been very disappointing. They've been very disappointing for us.
Tony, you're trained. You keep this thing on the tracks. Anything you need to do, let's go.
I say we don't touch either of them.
Wow.
He's
not even Boston.
He's hotter than I am in the NHL.
All right, let's go Boston then.
Okay, that's just the worst pick I've heard all day.
How about Toronto puck line? Is that diplomatic?
I don't know. Is it?
I think it might be. I mean, 1.5 goals.
If anything.
I don't think I've ever taken a puck line on the other side of it in my life.
You mean the plus money?
Yeah, I don't think I ever have.
Or the plus side
for
a dog?
I mean.
No. We'll go with Boston.
Take it.
We're going to go with Boston. So that takes our cup of coffee of the day parlay.
That's foolproof. It's the Drake curse. You can't.
I do agree in that. I did not know that he was sporting that sweater last night.
We have 8 picks, not as big as yesterday, where we did go 7-3. Today we have the Orlando Magic plus 5.5. We have the Portland Trailblazers plus 7.5, the Celtics plus 2.5. Sorry, Gorms. Gorms got outrolled a little bit today.
The whole day. I'm okay with it, boys.
You know what? Pick a baseball game. Can't outroll you there. We've under 7.5 Giants Pirates, under 8 Padres Reds. We have the Twins money line minus 190, Houston Astros minus 230. The Bruins minus 145, and that is $5 to win $440.
I like that.
A little more reasonable today.
Yeah.
I want to say this, too, in case it's a soundbite that we can use for tomorrow, because I think there's a good chance we will. Yeah. Congratulations to my Indiana Pacers for their 2-point win at home last night.
Todd, good call. Good call. Let's drag that and play that back.
All right, so that's everything for today. We'll be back Monday. Thank you, Nikki Raldi. You can watch, listen to a little hockey talk. Download that now. Thank you, Todd.
Greatest hockey podcast on the internet, yep. By the way.
Great weekend for sports.
Great
and
weekend
it's Easter
for sports.
Weekend. So happy Easter, everybody.
Easter weekend. Good Friday. Everyone, go do whatever you have to do this weekend. Good luck. We'll tweet out our picks if we have any this weekend. Follow us at BroBroBets on Twitter on myaction.app/BroBroBets. I think that's everything. Oh, listener questions. We got two of them.
Go ahead, Tony.
I feel like I addressed this the other day.
I like this.
Two of them are where are we betting now? Since we're not repping that other site anymore. And as I said the other day, if you don't live in a state that you can legally go to a casino and sports bet or legally have an app and bet, Google it. Find the best site out there. It's a quick, easy Google. I don't know if we could legally tell you where to bet?
No, I can't.
Yeah, we're not going to endorse illegal gambling.
No, not at all. But if you want
to... But you do have a Google machine that has the answer to every question you would ever want.
But if you want to talk to my dear friend Sal, I do have his beeper number. Old school, Tony.
I'll give a little hint to where I am currently gambling. The site is now called something different. Okay. But back in the day, it rhymed with something called Crow Frog.
Okay.
So if you could figure that out, that's probably where I am gambling at right now. So just deal with that and take all that information that we gave you today, and the best of luck to you.
Good luck.
Hey, good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.